He woke whimpering in the night, and the man held him. "Shh," he said. "Shh, it's okay.
I had a bad dream."
"I know.
Should I tell you what it was?"
"If you want to."
"I had this penguin that you wound up, and it would waddle and flap its flippers. And we were in that house that we used to live in, and it came around the corner, but nobody had wound it up, and it was really scary."
"Okay."
"It was a lot scarier in the dream."
"I know. Dreams can be really scary."
"Why did I have that scary dream?"
"I don't know. But it's okay now. I'm going to put some wood on the fire. You go to sleep." The boy didn't answer. Then he said,
"The winder wasn't turning."
It took 4 more days to come down out of the snow, and even then there were patches of snow in certain bends of the road, and the road was black and wet from the upcountry runoff even beyond that. They came out along the rim of a deep gorge, and far down in the darkness, a river. They stood listening. High rock bluffs on the far side of the canyon, with thin black trees clinging to the escarpment. The sound of the river faded, then it returned, a cold wind blowing up from the country below. They were all day reaching the river. They left the cart in a parking area and walked out through the woods, a low thunder coming from the river. It was a waterfall, dropping off a high shelf of rock and falling 80 feet through a gray shroud of mist into the pool below. They could smell the water, and they could feel the cold coming off of it. A bench of wet river gravel. He stood and watched the boy.
"Wow,"
the boy said. He couldn't take his eyes off it. He squatted and scooped up a handful of stones and smelled them and let them fall clattering. Polished round and smooth as marbles or lozenges of stone, veined and striped. Black disclets and bits of polished quartz, all bright from the mist off the river. The boy walked out and squatted and laved up the dark water. The waterfall fell into the pool almost at its center. A gray curd circled. They stood side by side, calling to each other over the din.
"Is it cold?"
"Yes, it's freezing."
"Do you want to go in?"
"I don't know."
"Sure you do."
"Is it okay?"
"Come on."
He unzipped his parka and let it fall to the gravel, and the boy stood up and they undressed and walked out into the water, ghostly pale and shivering. The boy so thin it stopped his heart. He dove headlong and came up gasping and turned and stood, beating his arms.
"Is it over my head?"
the boy called.
"No, come on."
He turned and swam out to the falls and let the water beat upon him. The boy was standing in the pool to his waist, holding his shoulders and hopping up and down. The man went back and got him. He held him and floated him about, the boy gasping and chopping at the water.
"You're doing good," the man said. "You're doing good."